Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the virtues of the weak, the poor, and the undistinguished Muslims. Yesterday we explained that this sort of virtues you don't find anywhere else except in Islam, in the deen that we have. That people that are weak, people that are poor, people that are undistinguished. Undistinguished means ordinary people. People that were nothing extra about them. Ordinary people that you normally see like laborers, people working on the road, on the side. Nobody gives them any extra importance, but yet, if the heart is good, if the inside is good, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, these people are very, very important people. It doesn't matter how weak they may be on the outside, but if the heart is strong, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, these people are very, very strong. So continuing with this chapter, today's hadith, an Abi Abbas, Sahal ibn Sa'idi radiallahu anhu, qal, barra rajulun ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqal li rajulin indahu jalisun, ما رأيك في هذا؟ فقال رجل من أشراف الناس هذا والله حري إن خطب أن ينكح وإن شفع أن يشفع فسكت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم مر الرجل آخر فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما رأيك في هذا؟ فقال يا رسول الله هذا رجل من فقراء المسلمين هذا حري إن خطب أن لا ينكح وإن شفع أن لا يشفع وإن قال أن لا يسمع لقوله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا خير من ملء الأرض مثل هذا متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu al-Abbas Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi radiyallahu anhu narrates that a man passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who then asked a person who was sitting near him, what do you think of this man? So somebody passed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked someone who was sitting near him, and what is your opinion of this person that is walking past? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was his style of teaching. He had a very unique manner of teaching, very nice manner of teaching. He could have just said what he wanted to, but he would always ask to make it like more, create more enthusiasm in the person that he's asking, more enthusiasm to learn. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that what is your opinion of this man that is walking past? So he replied, he's one of the nobles. He's one of the important people. He's one of the leaders. He's one of the nobles. I take an oath by Allah Ta'ala that if he were to make a proposal of marriage, his proposal would be accepted. And if he were to intercede, his intercession would be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just remained silent. He didn't say anything. He didn't tell him that you're wrong. He didn't tell him you're right. Nothing. He just remained silent. Because he had an opinion of this person that he's from the nobles, he's from the leaders. And then if he had to go and propose to anybody also, immediately his proposal would get accepted because of his high standing. And if he were to intercede, as we said a few weeks back, that if he were to put a word for someone, this person's word would be accepted also because of his high standing that he had. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent after hearing what this sahabi had to say. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what happened after that? Then another man passed by, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his companion, what do you think of this man? Another person walking past, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is your opinion of this person now that he's walking past? So he replied, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is from the poor Muslims. If he were to make a proposal of marriage, his proposal would be rejected. And if he were to intercede, his intercession would be rejected. In other words, if he were to put a word, go and speak to someone on behalf of someone else, people won't hear what he's saying. He's a poor man. He doesn't have much of a social standing. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still listening. So he said, if he were to voice his opinion, it will not be listened to. If he had to give one rai, one opinion in a situation, people won't listen to what he's saying. He's not an important person. So this is what answer the sahabi had given. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now spoke. This was the style, beautiful style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now at the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he spoke. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person, in other words, referring to the second person, this poor person, where nobody will accept his proposal, where if he were to put intercede, nobody will accept his intercession. If you were to give an opinion, nobody will take his opinion. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, referring to the second person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person is better than the entire earth filled with that likes of the first person. In other words, the first person who had such nobility and such respect in the eyes of the people because of his social standing. The second person, this poor person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this person is better than the entire earth filled with the likes of that person. So here it shows us something, is that Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at the outward position of a person, what qualifications he has, what type of titles he has, what type of business he has, what type of respect he has amongst the average people or the people. Allah Ta'ala looks to see what is inside. So always, we should always keep our focus on what is on the inside, because really what is on the inside is what counts. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Obviously, what is the outside in terms of Sunnah, in terms of Sharia, that is very, very important. We keep that in its place. But these are not the criterion. In other words, outside things like wealth, social status, political status, a person's bank balance, all these things don't count in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What counts in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is that ta'alluq and the relationship that a person has with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah rabbil alamin.